Item 10, lease oyster ground. Mr. Badger.
Is this still morning?
You shouldn't have said that. You've changed this now.
I think we're okay. I won't swear to it. This hopefully shouldn't take too long. Horse leases that we found in Baylor about a year and a half ago. Pursuant to Code Section 28.2.559, staff requests for the Commission to allow 17 oyster planting ground leaseholders upon a petition by the leaseholders up to 3 years from the state to remove their oysters, clams, and shells from leases found to be in the public oyster bids based on a newly discovered 1895 survey of the public oyster beds, rocks, and shoals completed under the direction of J.B. Baylor, known as the Baylor Survey, made pursuant to Chapter 511 of the 1892 Act of the Assembly. Just to give you a little history on why we're here today, is on the seaside of the Eastern Shore, there are seven colored charts that make up the Baylor Survey. They have polygons on them, just like they do on the rest of the Baylor surveys over here. However, along with the polygons, the colored charts showed individual creeks and thoroughfares that ran up into state marshes in these areas. And the only way you can determine where these creeks and guts were is by the colored charts themselves. Up until a year and a half ago, all we had was a black and white copy. And from the black and white copy of the Baylor chart, you couldn't see the creeks colored or the guts colored in. It was just the polygons we could see. And we've had those mapped for years. And the polygons have never been an issue. It's the other creeks and so forth that have been a problem. This is a generational problem. I've been looking for this map. I've been here 36 years. I've been looking for this map for 34 years. We've been to the State Archives and the Library in Richmond multiple times. Three different generations of surveyors have been up there with me looking for these maps. They don't have anything more than what we've got. And then about a year and a half ago, wandering around on the internet looking at old historic maps on the NOAA site for another project, I found this Baylor chart, and I expected it to be the black and white chart that we have. Clicked on it, and lo and behold, it's the color chart. Two thoughts came into mind. Get away from it, don't pay any attention to it, and move on. I've only got three more years before retirement. But in reality, we also had another issue going on there, and that was at the same time there was legislation that was being brought that would have given the VMRC the authority to regulate Baylor, move the Baylor lines, and adjustments. That bill did not go through. It was withdrawn, and because of that, we're here today because we have to deal with it. And the only thing that we really can do under a particular section of the code, 28.2559, is to have them remove, have you request that they remove the leases from the public grounds. I'm just going to go through a little bit here and get to the recommendations and so forth. But that's pretty much it in a nutshell. What you see here is the clod sheet, and the red line is the approximate location of the new or the old Baylor chart that we found. Chincoteague's right in the heart of it here. And here's the Baylor chart itself. This is what I found online. As you can... Kathy, can you... cut this light, see if that's any better. I don't know if it's any better or not. Here's your polygons here, which we had on the old maps. This is just for scale purposes. That's 1,000 acres, that's 100, and that little box is 10. But you can also see the guts were colored in. This is something we couldn't pick up on the black and white maps. So as far back as probably the turn of the century, there have been leases that have been leased by the commission or the county surveyors prior to the commission in these areas.
Return of which century?
Good point. The oldest one I know of is probably right around 1900,
okay.
right in this area here. Strangely, in this area right through here that's in Baylor, in 1929, the commission set aside a public clamming ground over top of it. It really didn't make much difference. It's still covered. But, it, you know, so obviously there were issues back in even the 20s, which was only 40 years after the survey, or 30 years after the survey. So they were still having problems there. I'm just orienting this so that north is up the page now, because the next map I'm going to show, we can go ahead. The next map I'm going to show you shows our lease grounds over top of it. It's such a big file that it's not going to be very clear. But that's our lease map and the Baylor all together on top of the old chart, the old Baylor chart. What you see in pink is the polygons here, just like the old maps. And what you see in blue is our lease grounds. And I can't really go in here, but I'll try it. We'll see what we can do. This is one of the oldest surveys right in this general area here. You can see the brown color underneath of it. And down in these areas here, it's brown underneath of it. So we've got these leases, 17 leases, 14 leaseholders that are in Baylor. We had a meeting last month in May with Chincoteague, up in Chincoteague. We invited all the leaseholders and the two applicants for Oyster Grind to the meeting to discuss what we had to do. I didn't know what to expect. Delegate Lewis was also there. The meeting was pretty good. It lasted about 2 hours. We had about 25 people there. A lot of questions were asked. Someone thought it was a conspiracy that was brought on by the big planners and that was dealing with the bill that was put before the General Assembly a year or two ago. I told them, no, this was strictly me. I found the map. Blame me. And after that, they calmed down and they were on board and told them that what we're planning on doing is asking the commission to give them 3 years to remove their catch, and during that 3 years, we're hoping that the General Assembly, with the help of Delegate Lewis, will be able to come to some bill and legislation that will address this issue for them and hopefully work something out. But it has to go through the General Assembly. This map may be a little bit better. It's the same thing you've got there, but maybe it will help you a little bit more. Our photographer, Lewis Bridger, put this together. This is the old 1820 and 1895 map with our leases in blue. You can see there is some discretion, scaling issues here, but we've got, for example, there's an application up here. We've got a lease that's in this bailer. You can see the leases that are here. There's leases in here. You get over on Tony's side up there, and come on up a little bit, Tony.
Here,
yeah, right there.
Yeah, blue line leases.
Yeah.
Is that a fire alarm? Yep. All right, folks. We're going to recess the meeting and exit the building calmly and be back here shortly. Okay, we're back in session.
I can continue showing the maps, or we can go right to the summary.
Let's go to the summary.
Okay. Based on the two sections of the code, 28.2551, which is basically setting aside the Baylor survey as not to be leased, and 28.2559, removal of orchard planting grounds by mistake, which is really what we're talking about today. When by any resurvey of the orchard planting ground or survey reestablished in line of the Baylor survey, made under the direction of the commission. It appears that any holder, by mistake, of any commission or employee of the commission has had assigned to him or, and included in the plat of his assignment any portion of the public oyster beds, rocks, and shoals. The holder shall file a petition with the commission for permission to remove the oysters from or shells from his ground. The commission may allow the leaseholder a reasonable time, not to exceed 3 years, within which to remove his oysters and their shells. Therefore, we're requesting the commission allow the oyster planting ground leaseholders, upon a petition by the leaseholders as requested in this section of the code, up to 3 years from this date to remove oysters, clams, and shells from their lease ground planned to be in the public oyster beds on the seaside of the eastern shore. We also recommend that the commission delegate to staff the authority to accept the petition for the commission so that the leaseholders will not be required to come back before the commission. And finally, just more of an informational purposes, we intend to terminate the two of the three oyster planting grant applications found to be in Baylor, and the third application will be reduced in size to avoid the Baylor survey.
Thank you. Questions of Hank? How long has the longest lease been there in this condition?
Continuous lease, I don't know. They started leasing in right when the act was Act of Assembly in 1892. That's when the actual leases started.
So they could have been there that long.
Mm-hmm. I was saying, I think we've got some that go back to right around the turn of the century, 1900.
I get who lost the map. That's what I want to know.
This is chain is interesting because when Dad died, my father was chief engineer. When he died, there wasn't a succession situation. There wasn't somebody apprenticing under him, so there may have been a gap in there as far as the map. But I think the map had to have been gone long before that because no one.
And it was located at NOAA, is that?
Yep, on the NOAA Historic Site.
Okay. Any other?
It's a great site to go to. You'll find all sorts.
Apparently.
Of
stuff. Any questions?
How long have they been posted there?
It's a pleasure. Anyone wish to be heard on this matter?
Only that the staff member commended that he wasn't named when we did that meeting.
I agree.
I will say one thing.
Did your usual good job.
I invited others, Benny Stagg, the other chief engineer, and Tony Watkinson, and they both died and decided not to show up at the last minute.
Suddenly had conflicts.
Yeah.
They knew you could handle it, Hank. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Well,
Mr. Fox.
I see that our hands are tied. We can't do anything else except act as staff has recommended. I do question, I was just reading before Hank moved it away, that each holder has to file a petition to take their oysters up. So apparently under this, the way I interpret the law, as soon as we realize that they are overlapping with Baylor grounds, their oyster leases ends. And if they do not file, they don't get the right to remove their oysters.
My intention is to make a form, a blank form for them to fill out. Filling it all out for them and just handing it to them.
I'm just thinking we should do something to make it easy for them.
Whatever we can do to make their life easier, I'm more inclined to do it.
It's not really their problem.
Yeah, it's not their fault.
If you want a motion, I will move to follow staff recommendation.
Second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Comments? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Thank you.